Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gangster Dad's Wild Hats. That was suggested by Captain Smackfresh. Captain Smackfresh. Next week, we'll be picking another winner from the 420 Club in the, you know, the giveaway we've been doing where I will come to your city and do a stand-up show and get you and your friends in. Make sure you become a 420 Club member to be eligible for the monthly giveaways. Patreon.com/GettingDug. Saturday, I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Tampa at 420. And if you're in the Ventura-Oxnard area of California, come see me next year, January 17th, at Levity Live in Oxnard. Getting the word out early on that one. All of my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com. Enjoy the show. Last off, we're back in the spaceman. It's only been a few days. I'm excited to be doing another show. It's late, though. It's so late. I've been sitting here taking bong rips already just because, you know, it's 8:15, probably 8:17 by now, p.m. Pacific time. We got a newbie on the show. It's Ian Carmel, everybody.
Hello. Hello. Thank you.
Sometimes I said it, either they're excited about you or I said it right.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll say the guests' names and nobody claps.
It would be, if my name was Ian Carmel, it'd be two on the nose.
Yeah, instead of what?
Sweet.
Carmel.
Why are you, like, right out of the gate, be more confused about how to... I said it right.
Carmel was right. You got it 100% right. Now let me throw you some alternate pronunciation. Yes.
People will do that. Like, they'll ask him, is it pronounced this? And they'll go, yeah, not. And then they give you another option.
Nine examples.
The most recent thing you've heard.
Yeah. But also, Taylor Rizzo is joining us as a full-blown guest.
That's me.
He's guesting it up tonight because, you know how it goes. We make a lot of calls.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got Ian Carmel.
That's who you are now.
So we still want to do a show, you know, and it's nice to have a couple of guests. So Taylor's joining us.
Yeah, here I am.
For the past maybe 8 or 10 episodes, Taylor's been the DAB administrator.
Yeah,
administrator. That's a new one.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it.
You're the
that.
Dean of DABs.
Dabney Coleman.
At Coleman College. And you. The only college that's completely illuminated by Coleman lamps. and I don't know what point I was trying to make. Just that, are you going to dab with us at the end of the show? You don't have to say yes.
I'm gonna withhold. I'll probably end up doing it.
But might break down and have one.
Yeah.
No pressure.
That shit is, yeah. I've dabbed before.
That's why I like about this being a late one, you know? Like, I'll get home around 9:30, maybe catch up on some back episodes of The Good Place.
Oh, yeah.
And then just fucking sleep real hard for about 5 or 6 hours before catching a plane. I'm on my way out of town. But what is it? You have a day gig these days?
Yeah, right, for the Late Late Show with James Corden.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 19 after the hour, so it's almost 4:20 somewhere.
Ding! 4:20 somewhere!
Was it your idea to have the Stranger Things kids come out as a doo-wop group or
no.
Jackson 5 or whatever the fuck it was supposed to be?
No, but I was in the room when the magic happened.
I didn't watch the whole clip because I was when they went into a second song. I was like, "Is that necessary?"
It really wasn't.
Why can't this be a bam? Just
and then get out
because they nailed it.
Everything doesn't have to be 7 minutes long.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Those kids are real talented.
Yeah.
At the first, it's crazy because at the first rehearsal of it, they were terrible. Their voices were breaking, and like they couldn't do the dance moves. And I left. I came back 20 minutes later. And it was like they'd been abused
Total
by,
crows.
Like, Motown executives.
Joe Jackson came in with a belt.
It's a step kick, damn it! Yeah.
And they got it, man. They did a good job. Because I was kind of like, wow, all four of them can actually sing and move a little bit. That's, I was kind of shocked by that.
You know? One of them could sing at the beginning of it, at the beginning of rehearsals. And by the time it was over, they were all like old pros.
Crazy.
What, do I just grab?
Yeah, whatever you want.
This is amazing.
Oh, yeah, I apologize for not saying it out loud.
No, please.
Just anyone you like. All of the pipes have been loaded by Taylor with sativa called Green Crack.
I love Green Crack.
Yeah.
Well, there you can have some right now. And then the indica is called Kushushima.
Kushushima?
Like Hiroshima, but Kushushima?
Like a radioactive version?
Yeah, I don't know, man. The Green Crack and Kushushima, that's intense.
Fukushima? Like the power reactor that went out.
Have you guys ever tried this train Apocalypse Wow? You know who likes it a lot is Christopher Walken. Apocalypse Wow!
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 Owen Wilson likes it a lot, too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Apocalypse Wow!
Apocalypse Now! Wow! I never thought about that.
The dumbest
easy way into an Owen Wilson impression.
The dumbest stand-up joke I ever had was, this is my impression, like, my impression is you just bought a new boat, and you invited your friends Christopher Walken and Owen Wilson over to show them your new boat. It's just like, so here's my new boat. Wow.
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 Wow. You know, because they're supportive friends.
That's the dumbest joke?
Yeah, that's, well, it's among the dumbest jokes.
Okay, because that's pretty solid.
Oh, thank you.
It's not terrible.
Because I've just been doing a nano impression of Christopher Walken if he finds out his flight's been canceled.
All right.
Why? Holy shit, you haven't, did you get arrive high?
Huh? No, I arrived a little tired.
Yeah,
I just think that's really funny.
You're super giggly.
I'm picturing him with his shirt like tucked into some real high linen pants. He always has a high tucked in pant, Christopher.
He really does.
Yeah.
He likes to show off those long gams of his.
Gams.
He's got dancer's legs. He's a dancer.
Man,
that's one thing I know about Christopher. Christopher Walken. I know I've seen maybe like three of his movies, but he's so much more famous than his movies. He's like The Rock that way almost.
Well, he's also just in a shit ton of movies that, you know, when you're pressed, you won't remember them.
Yeah.
But
right.
If you look at the list on IMDb or whatever, I'm a huge fan of Catch Me If You Can. And his whole relationship with Leonardo DiCaprio and that is kind of like the emotional center of the whole thing.
That's true. King of New York, right?
He's great in that. Yeah, King of New York, he's like over the top and super fun. He's got that great speech in Pulp Fiction.
So good. Yeah,
great scene with Dennis Hopper in True Romance.
Oh, that's so good.
That's one of the best scenes he's ever done. Yeah. That's so good.
And has a really good song and dance number in Steve Martin's Pennies from Heaven.
I haven't seen Pennies from Heaven.
I haven't either.
It's a crazy-ass movie because it's just all the actors just doing constant musical numbers that are lip-synced to old recordings. And so it's not, you know, it's not really the actor singing.
Yeah. Oh, so they've got that like old, like,
yeah, it's very corny. Yeah.
Oh, my darling.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
That kind of shit. Yeah. They had to be so much more creative before they could, like, just talk about having sex. They had to come up with so many different ways to talk about it.
In that same crazy movie, his fetishes, he likes women that put red lipstick on their nipples. So you see that at one point. And it's a really depressing story.
It's
really
the gag is that his whole life is miserable, but he keeps having these fantasy musical numbers where everything's amazing.
Okay.
And so the musical numbers are incredible, and Christopher Walken has like a scene where he just dances like a fucking maniac. Like he's in a bar dancing around on the bar and stuff. And it's really entertaining.
Coyote Ugly style.
And then, of course, he's got that. Yeah, it's very Coyote Ugly. And he's got that John Goodman walks in and cries and goes, my baby. But
is there dancing in Coyote Ugly?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm way more.
Their version of dancing.
I'm way more.
A lot of slapping.
A lot of shimmy.
To me, that's
spraying of water.
Slapping a foot, slapping a leg.
That's a movie about the challenges of bar ownership.
Square dancing is what they did.
Yeah.
That's a weird ass movie.
That is a weird ass. Piper, is it Parabo or Parabo? Parabo? I'm asking you.
It's Parabo.
It's Parabo.
Yeah, like, but again, you said the second one. Yeah. Yeah. And it seemed pretty tasty, Parabo.
Piper Parabo is what I always said. She is so beautiful. And then she just sort of, she didn't.
I think Parabo is what Lionel Richie says right before Fiesta in Dancing on the Ceiling. Or no, All Night Long.
Yeah. All Night Long.
Yeah. Fiesta, Parabo, All Night Long. Piper dances on the bar.
Holy shit. What the fuck does he say right there? Carrabba's,
yeah, the Italian restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Carrabba's, the beppo.
Yeah, free bread forever.
Oh, there's a joke that I don't even, maybe I, that one of you guys know who came up with it. There's a joke, I wish I could attribute it properly. If anyone watching, or if any, like, where they talk about how they can only, when they see the name Buca di Beppo, the restaurant, they have to sing it to the song of, to the beginning of Amber by 311. But you know that Buca di Beppo, Buca di Beppo, Buca di Beppo.
Oh, I love
such
that.
Such a good joke.
I like, love
that's
that.
Great.
No, like me and my friends will like tell it back to each other, but none of us know who like the originator of that joke
is. Yeah, I've never heard that before, but that is amazing.
I gotta, you know, get Peanut to watch this this episode. Because Peanut from 311 has been a guest on the show a bunch
really?
Of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta tell Peanut about
Buca di Beppo. Buca di Beppo. Oh, I fucking love
that.
That's
gotta be his favorite restaurant.
I can't think of it now, but there's something. There's a popular song that whenever I hear it, I change part of the lyrics in a similar way, and now I can't fucking think of what it was. But let me ask you this, Ian. What's your high history? How'd you get into it?
The first time I ever I was a late in life lesbian when it came to marijuana. I was like 25 when I first started kind of smoking it regularly.
But that's what you have to call yourself if you start that late.
A late life lesbian. Late in life lesbian. I've just heard
you
that
just
term.
Suddenly got really gay for weed.
Yeah. So I entered into a domestic partnership
because
it wasn't legal in Oregon yet. Flannels. It was impossible for me to wear flannels more often at that point. It was pretty much batting 100 on that. 1,000? 1,000. The first time I ever encountered weed was I was in college, and somebody had like a bag of shake, but it was like really wet shake, and I didn't know anything about weed. And me and my friend Nick went down to the student store. We were at Southern Oregon University. And bought these microwave pizzas and microwaved them and then put this on top and ate it and then sat there and we were like, I don't see what the big deal is about weed because it just didn't do anything. But this dude...
Immediately, it didn't.
It didn't do anything.
No, ever. Ever.
Oh, wow.
At any point. And then flash forward like 6-7 years and my friend Graham and Dan had this house and Graham started getting into smoking weed. And then when I came over, and he lived like 2 blocks from a convenience store, so we would get super stoned. And this was like right when X-Files showed up on like Instant Watch on Netflix.
Okay.
So we would get Muddy Bears, which are chocolate-covered gummy bears, eat those, get really stoned, and watch X-Files on Netflix. And it was one of the highlights of my life. The bad part of it is I was on a really successful diet going into that. I had lost like 80 pounds and was like feeling really good. And then like we started doing that and like I immediately gained it back and have been like, I'm kind of cool with this.
God. Just bought an 80 pound bag of gummy bears.
Yeah.
And like, then I just sort of earned this.
Worked my way back into shape like a reverse Rocky montage.
Yeah, there's a very good chance I'll eat something very bad for me before I fall asleep tonight. But we got to take our first of a couple of breaks. So stick with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already. And click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through billaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day.
That break was just all me talking, right? Now it's back to me talking. Hey, guys.
Okay.
We're here with Taylor Rizzo and Ian Carmel.
Yeah. Parabo.
Fiesta forever. All night.
We're over 1,000 viewers right now. 1,095 people are eyeballing us as we speak. But, of course, a lot of people catch the show in the archives on YouTube and on Pluto TV. So especially if you watch it on Pluto TV, please reach out to me on Twitter and tell me that that's happening, how that's working out for you.
How all that's going.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Pluto TV is like a thing, I guess, but I just don't have it.
I don't know
how to get it.
I'm 3 to 5 years behind whatever the cool thing is.
I can't. I've got Netflix.
Yeah.
If it's on Netflix, and I've got cable at home, so HBO and Showtime. And if it's not on those three, if it's somewhere else and winning a shit ton of awards, yeah. I'm just like, well, that's just one thing I'm not going to see because yeah. I don't have a time to watch everything.
No.
So, okay, that's the one I'm not going to watch.
That's yeah. a good sorting system.
I know I'm missing out on Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, but
you're already missing
trans,
out.
Whatever that.
Transparent.
Yeah.
Like shows that are just apparently amazing. House of Cards, I missed all of House of Cards, and now
you can't.
Now it's why watch it?
Now, yeah, who cares if you? Oh,
I
man.
Did say, and this. Tell me if this is in bad taste, but yeah. at least he's a bad guy in it.
Yeah, I didn't you know what I mean.
He's supposed to be hateable in it,
yeah.
So you know he's hateable in real life too.
From Jump
so you
Street,
can just sit there and hate him.
This piece of work, you can just be like that from the start.
Yeah, I'm yeah. on board with that logic.
Yeah.
Which is why now I can only watch Mel Gibson movies if he's the villain. So all I can watch is Machete and Spy Kids 4.
You old
shit.
Those are both wrong, I think. I think he's in the second Machete.
The second Machete, yeah.
And he's
Machete
in, Kills. And I don't know which Spy Kids he's in, but if I think you, he's in a Spy Kids.
If you
one of the 19.
Become a British loyalist to the crown, then you can start watching Braveheart and The Patriot and enjoying them. Because then he's someone trying to throw off, you know.
Yeah.
The queen.
Yeah, you just have to adjust your
you just
your
gotta
lifestyle,
get into the queen,
like what your beliefs are outside of the movie.
All right, you guys, this is a part of the show where I have to ask you, marijuana know something?
Yeah.
I got a question that's going to blow all of our minds. Do you know how much Bill Gates has contributed to charity? This was last show. You
oh,
were here.
I think I remember.
You probably remember.
Yeah.
But Ian, do you have a stab at that?
Like currently, 20.
No, in his, I guess, lifetime. But how much he's given to charity?
$20 billion.
It's like several hundred billion dollars.
What?
Yeah.
Like, what? Really?
It's an insane amount of money.
Okay, maybe I don't remember.
He's yeah. doing the best he can to get rid of that stuff, you know? I saw recently that, like, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos and one other, it might have been Warren Buffett, the three of them together have more money than the lowest 50%, the poorest 50% of Americans.
Yeah.
Those three guys together.
Just three people.
Those three people more than the poorest 50% of Americans. But Bill Gates.
And they're all philanthropists too, right?
They're all trying
they
to get
all
rid
give,
of it.
Give it away.
They're all like good guys, but they can't,
where's that
well,
money
as far
going?
As we know.
Because if they just took out like a third of their their wealth each and just gave checks to individual families.
Yeah.
I bet you they get tax breaks on the fact that they're giving to charity.
Giving to charity, yeah.
So it's kind of just shuffling around as their own money, you know?
Bill Gates, didn't he invent like something where you could drink Dookie water, basically?
What?
Yeah, I vaguely remember him being on late night shows.
Specifically Dookie water?
Yeah, Dookie water. He was like, this water
that had a Green Day album dunked in it.
Very gently. Boop, like that. You get that like some filter for people in countries without proper access to water where you could drink any water and to prove
that
Bill Gates
was
like...
Oh, is it the thing that you literally just, like a straw?
Yeah.
That you
Bill Gates isn't like, he, oh, this isn't this setting, shit in it.
I've seen that.
Why isn't he setting it up in Flint?
Oh, I don't know.
Why isn't he using that as a place to, you know, come in and go, hey, start drinking this shit.
Maybe it doesn't get let out, just like Dookie.
All right, I'm going to set this segment up again because I don't know why.
Yeah, how
I don't
we
know
get
why
to where
I started asking you the last show's question, but I was still just to give you an idea how mind blowing these questions are.
If that's a taste, I can't imagine what the main course is.
Taylor and Ian, marijuana know something about how many accounts? Oh, I already don't like how that's worded. About how many? Let's not get specific, but about how many accounts on Facebook belong to dead people?
Oh, spooky.
First of all, how many people are even on Facebook?
That's a great question to start off with.
Is it like 50 million?
No, it's over a billion, I think.
Oh, because it's international.
Yeah.
I bet it's 3 billion. I bet it's like half the world. Under half the world.
All right, so then, and how many of those people since the invention of Facebook, which is what, now maybe 15 years? So how many people are just have dead accounts on Facebook that nobody will go in and erase?
Then we have to subtract people like Prince.
Like, no one knows my passwords. When I die, my shit's just going to stay there.
That's like another chore your family has. Then it becomes the Doug Benson.
Let's sit around guessing his passwords.
That is a thing, though, that when some people die, their page just becomes like this memorial wall, and people will go there every year on the anniversary of their death and write something. And
on Facebook, you can write something. But like on Twitter, you could just look at it. You know, or you could do an at reply to something they wrote.
Yeah.
I see people retweeting, especially on the anniversary, on his birthday anniversary, Harris Whittle's tweets all the time. Because he had so many great ones.
Oh, yeah.
So you could just scroll down and pick a great one and then, you know, put it out there as a tribute.
There's an account I follow called like Retwittle or like something like that that just randomly retweets Harris Whittle tweets into your feed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It's great. So, like,
that's a joy injection.
It really is. You'll be scrolling through all this terrible news and hard opinions, and then all of a sudden it's this, like, perfect joke. It's really great.
Just, he was, like, Mitch Hedberg level great at writing short jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, not.
And what's his name? Stephen Wright.
Mm hmm. Yeah, before I ever did a dab, I heard him do... Before I knew what dabs were, I heard him do a joke about dabs and being like, just a dab? I don't think so. Like, just talking shit about it. And I was like, I don't even know what those are yet.
So you got a guess?
I'm going to say 15 million.
Dead Facebook accounts.
Dead Facebook accounts.
Wow.
Nine million.
I'm going to say 50 million.
50 million?
I think you're right.
Maybe it is.
I thought you were going to say 90 million, and I was really second-guessing what mine was.
I'm just an optimist.
Let's find out.
I'm on board with you, then.
I just think with now what we know about corn sugar and stuff.
30 million.
Oh. 30 million. Man. Well, you were closest.
So we were all... I was over, though, so if it were playing Price is Right rules, I would lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you win.
9 million is
I'm
closest.
The winner.
Wait. Why? What? Why'd you say 15?
Yeah, 15.
Yeah, 15. All right. Okay. So that's interesting.
That is pretty crazy.
But I think we cracked that it was going to be a lot.
Yeah.
Because of just thinking about...
Yeah, just how many people...
How many years of that Facebook's been around and just people... Everyone who dies, their account just sits there probably.
You ever... You don't want some, like...
Unless they wrote down their... Do you write down any of your passwords?
No, I never do.
Yeah, see, if there's a place where your passwords are written down, if they find that, you know, they're golden. They can go in and shut it all down.
That's a good idea, actually. Having, like, a in-case-I-die box. we should all have in K-Side iBox with like our passwords in it.
I just don't want that last tweet to be fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really mind my account remaining, but if that last tweet is just something about farting or something. Especially if it was like, clearly I was tweeting that when I got hit by the car.
Directly related. I hope mine's not just like a quote tweet with something like, oh, really, Trump? And then that's...
just to, don't really add anything.
Just naked,
You can't naked retweet it because it looks like an endorsement.
Right, I have to go there like, this is what passes for politics in this day and age? Just no, adding nothing to it.
All right, you guys, that was great. Let's do another one.
I'm in.
Marijuana knows something?
I feel like I should answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. You could say sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the opposite, though. It's like marijuana, try to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
Take a stab.
What percentage of cells in a tree are dead?
Oof.
Yeah, this is some real biology shit.
Yeah, I think it's biology.
Wait, what percentage?
Naturology?
What percentage of cells in a tree are dead?
Mm-hmm.
What type of tree?
Well, I'm guessing based on the fact that they're not specific that it's all trees have dead cells, or maybe it's a trick question. Maybe they all have no dead cells. But I don't know why you'd bring up dead cells if there weren't any. That's like saying, how many trees have bowling balls on them? Trick question.
There's got to be at least one tree with a bowling ball on it.
What percentage?
Of dead cells. Okay. 25. It's never
25% dead?
Yeah.
All the time?
All the time.
What if it's a baby tree? What if it's baby Groot?
Maybe it stays the same percentage. It just gets bigger and smaller. I'm going to say 40%.
Oh, I like where you guys are headed with this.
So high. We believe like goth trees.
You're pushing me to what feels like the craziest answer. It's 90%.
90%?
Is what I'm guessing.
There's no way.
I'm going 90. Only 10% of the tree is actually alive.
It's just
that's why they're so dumb.
I mean, that makes sense.
And then they don't talk.
They can't walk or anything.
They don't try to move when a storm system.
They don't. Have you ever tried driving your car as fast as you can on a tree? They don't move.
They're not like birds.
Yeah. They're the stubbornness of all mostly dead organisms.
I was born here, I'll die here.
Okay, here's the number, guys. What'd you say?
40%.
25
and 40. Okay, I say 90. 99%.
99%.
Only around 1% of it is alive, consisting of the leaves, root tips, and a thin layer of bark that acts as a food delivery system. I am getting into the groove on these questions.
Wow!
And you got to go with the craziest answer you could think of.
99 would have been so crazy.
It crossed my mind to say 99 to just be a real asshole. Be like. 99%. Like, that. There's no way it's going to be that.
I mean, I'm baffled right now.
That's why I went 90s. I thought, give a tree 10%. Yeah.
Give it some credit.
Tip a tree 10%. Yeah. I mean, they have to claim it on their taxes. So you can see these segments on Now This Weed.
That's
you
crazy.
You can find Now This Weed. I've had trouble finding it. You guys want to do some pot topics?
Yeah. Pot topic.
How are you feeling about it? Are you getting? Are you high enough to be convinced to do a dab in the next segment?
No.
All right. Well, then keep hitting it. I think I slowed down during all of that. Those exciting questions. So I got to take a hit. But I'll say this first: get the ball rolling. You guys can discuss it. New Jersey. Good old New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, they could maybe have it recreational cannabis legal in 2018. Because the new governor has vowed to make legalization a priority. His name's Phil Murphy. And he believes that decriminalization could be realized by April.
Yeah, he said in the first 100 days.
Wow.
Try to get it by April 20, dude.
Yeah. just in time for
spring.
That'd
be a big party.
Just in time for Dutch country spring in New Jersey.
Enjoy the blooms and the
buds. They could have a New Jersey nap out where, like, on 420, everybody just blazes like crazy and then has a nice night's sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Just all tucked in by 8:30.
Because it's, you know, there's no sign of crime going up in these in the states that have legalized, so.
Right.
So good for you, New Jersey.
That's awesome.
You know, that's... It's a good fuck you to Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Because his whole thing was, over my dead body, will marijuana ever be legal in the state of New Jersey? Yeah. And he didn't have to die. Yeah. They still got it.
He still might. We still got a couple months.
Oh, yeah. He still might.
They should get stoned on his beach. He wouldn't let them go on. In front of the governor's mansion. On that bridge and on that beach. Chris Christie.
What an asshole.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Everyone loved him, though? There was like that where we were like, he's the smart one. Like in 2012 or something? Anyway.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
No, I think I blocked that part out.
He was always very abusive to, like, the press and stuff, and whenever a random constituent would ask the wrong question, he'd bite their head off.
He would.
It's just FUPA. It's so outrageous.
Oh, and that baseball uniform?
It's so outrageous.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily outrageous.
Yeah, really... that guy could have... If he wore baggy suits, it'd be a lovable look.
Yeah. Borrow something from Cedric the Entertainer. It'll fit in nicely. It'll be great.
we got to go to another break. I can't believe it. Is this really, is that true? Holy cow.
Yeah.
This is going fast, and we're going to step it up some notches with some dabbing when we come back. We'll be right back. Yeah. Why ask the question if the answer is, it's 17%?
Who fucking cares? Yeah.
That doesn't seem like much.
Right? Yeah.
We went up in viewership a little bit, so that's always nice. Thank you to everyone who's joining us. We're here with Ian Carmel and the Dab King. Our friend Taylor Rizzo has been with us the whole show, but now he's got out the old dab rig.
I do.
And do you want to start us off?
Yes, I do.
Do the first one?
We're going to get down on some...
While you do that, I'll read another pot topic that I'm very excited about.
Pot topic!
There are more women working in the marijuana industry than men.
Really?
Yeah, that would have been a good marijuana know something.
Yeah.
Holy cow. women make up almost 60% of marijuana industry's workforce, and women have better access to these positions due to the trades... relative infancy.
Oh,
like they don't have to work their way up all the
time.
Yeah, exactly. They're bursting right through the weed ceiling.
That's crazy. The shattered glass, the shatter ceiling.
Yeah, and they say that the women are expected to continue to flourish as cannabis becomes bigger and bigger business. So that's fucking great news.
I'm for it. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm fully for it.
I wish everything was run by women.
It would be so much better. My agent, manager are women, and they're so chill and wonderful. They never yell at me. And my career's not going great, you know?
In the last year, I've been directed like four times where, like, you know, there's a professional director on a set, and they were in a position to tell me what to do and or, you know, try to help me be better or whatever. And four times I worked with women, and they were all fantastic. One of them I hired myself, you know.
Yeah, that's just way better.
It's just great. It's just, you know, that's one thing that's kind of sad about the film industry still is how few women are, you know, getting opportunities to direct. But Wonder Woman being directed by a woman this year was a, you know, huge...
Oh, and a crush,
huge step
right?
forward, yeah.
And then she had him over a barrel for the sequel, like cause they didn't pay
well,
her.
Now
any
she's
money
saying,
for the first one.
"Well, she's also saying, you know, Brett Ratner has to be out as producer, for her to be in Wonder Woman 2. And so they have no choice but to get rid of him.
Got to get rid of him.
I mean, just out of sheer, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Right, aside from, should have been there
you
in
know,
the first place.
They can't, like, have a bunch of lawyers go at her, you know, you signed up for more than one.
Yeah, what a bad luck. That
this
would
guy
be the worst luck.
Is, you know, broken, like, the laws of, you know, ethics, probably. Yeah. As a producer, it's probably in her contract that he can't treat her that way.
There's got to be some kind of ethics clause, right? It was Gal Gadot who, like, threatened to leave?
Yeah.
Yes, and I recently learned it's Gadot.
Gadot?
Yep.
Really?
That's yeah. crazy. That's not like how Stephen Colbert's real name is Colbert. You know? You just want to go that extra step for him and make it French. It seems like the polite thing to do.
Was it? Is that
oh,
true?
I thought it was just funny to say it that way because Colbert Report.
Colbert Report. Well, no, because his real name's Colbert.
Really?
It probably is funny because it's Colbert Report. But yeah, but now on the late show, the one late show, It's still Colbert.
Huh, weird.
You know, and nobody ever talks about that.
Thanks for bringing it to light, man.
I'm just an awareness, less of a joke thing and more just trying to spread.
I appreciate it. I feel like everyone else does too.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in one more pot topic.
Yeah.
Pot topic.
I'll get
and then we're going to get in your plugs because we got to plug your stuff.
Or I'll fucking freak out.
When the show comes to an end, if the plugs aren't out yet, we don't have, we can't go long.
There's no recourse.
It's just over.
Yeah. My life.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has added PTSD to the list of conditions that qualify patients for medical marijuana treatment.
If that wasn't on there already, what was on there already?
You know, just cancer and AIDS and probably...
cataracts?
You know, for seizures in children. But anyway, that they added PTSD. I mean, it's another step in the right direction. Yeah.
It's a good day for my two favorite groups, women and the troops.
Right?
Yeah.
Can't do it without the women and the troops.
No.
I am neither of those things, and I owe everything to both.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. My agent and manager are troops, and they're so much more chill.
They don't yell at you?
All right, so I'm almost reaching for this bong over here, but I should do do a dab, right?
Yeah, we're going to do some of this oil.
Yeah, what is this business that we're doing tonight?
This oil, I went to Cannabis Cup yesterday, the High Times Cannabis Cup.
Ooh, boy.
And it was insane. It was
courtesy of our friend.
Danny Danko.
Danny Danko sent
hooked it up. Thanks for that. It was like, I mean, it was insane. I was overwhelmed. The first booth that I went to is where I got this oil. It's from Higher Vision. It's called Super Oil. It's the best stuff that I've ever smoked, and I got just annihilated at the first booth that I was at. And then I just I wandered around, ran into Jesmae Peluso.
Love Jesmae
Peluso. Yeah, she was hosting a thing there, right?
Yeah, which I was unaware of until moments ago.
That's funny, because I was like seeing reports from both of you about being going to that thing, and I didn't put together that you might run into each other.
Yeah, I did. I saw her there.
Because you also went to her opening of her dispensary when she had that party, right?
Yep, I sure did.
Just as a dispensary?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah, it's...
It's in South Central, so you won't be going there.
I lived there when I first moved to L.A. Whoa.
Really?
Yeah. Not deep, deep South Central, but like between Vermont and Hoover, like on 58th.
How'd you like that?
I didn't love it. But I didn't know. I was like, this was 10 years ago before I even did stand-up. I was just doing improv. And I moved down and like had to find a place on Craigslist.
Okay.
And they didn't tell me. They were just like, hey, so here's the place. I was like, cool. Seems a little shady, but whatever. And after I signed the lease, they were like, how does it feel living in South Central?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so smooth.
Yeah, it's killer. There's probably another hit on there if you want more.
That's interesting. So you dropped it in, like it drips off of it.
Yeah, it's just
a nice little hit.
Really oil-based. I mean, it's called a distillate, which the dude was trying to explain to me the process, but after I took the first hit, I was just so gone. I couldn't understand.
They closed the runway. No new planes.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. I was like, listen,
what are you guys saying?
Do...
What's happening? What happened to me? What did you do to me?
Yeah,
I better not wake up with my pants around my ankles.
I was so gone. But the stuff you can put in a vape pen or drop it on a nail.
Holy shit!
Yeah, put the cap on it. It's over there. But yeah, the stuff is awesome, and it was cool. Alex Gray Do you know who that is? He's like a psychedelic artist.
Oh, yeah.
And he started like the psychedelic church in New York. And he was there and he like designed their logo and everything.
He's that like, dude where it's like there'll be a human head and there'll be a brain, but yeah. also like crazy art around
yeah,
it.
Like yeah, like what you would think DMT looks like.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, yeah, that is
and
what
he's
it is.
Like, he, been, so he was like hanging out in their tent the whole time, and so I basically just like hung out with them and talked to Alex. It was a pretty surreal place to be, just everybody smoking, like cops were hanging out.
Whoa.
But people were just like smoking weed, and like people were taking pictures with cops like they were like Mickey Mouse at Disneyland, like, like taking pictures like smoking joints, because it was like such a novelty thing to be around cops and not be afraid that they're gonna throw you in a cell.
It was, yeah, that is a really weird feeling. I personally don't want to throw my arms around them and take pictures.
Well, yeah, yeah. With a joint in my mouth. I wouldn't either, but it was,
I would
it was
like,
happening.
I would treat like, them like I always do. I would, like, move in the other direction.
Yeah, yeah, put yeah. my head down.
And try the inconspicuous way. Will you do it like you're like, am I?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't. That's going to be hard to get used to, the idea that you could just smoke right in front of one. Because
yeah,
also, the rules still are that in public you're not supposed
yeah.
to.
Yeah,
right.
But this was a private event where they had to have security.
Yep, you had to have your medical card to get into the area that we were mm-hmm. in. So everybody had like a wristband. You had to go through the process of getting your ID checked and all that stuff. So it was like a bit of a process, and the cops
that are coolest about it are the ones that take the assignment.
Exactly.
You know, like,
yeah, they didn't even have the button-up shirts on. They had like the nice short sleeve polos over the bulletproof vests.
It was
very classy. I enjoyed it.
Can you imagine if there was a cop who hated weed but had to work it the whole time? He's just
these
like,
fucking scumbags.
Forehead vein bulging. Sweating.
Just hanging out by the food trucks the
just
whole time.
It, yeah.
Just staying away from y'all.
But you know, like, all the cops and security at Bonnaroo just look the other way on every drug.
Everything.
They could do anything.
That's crazy. That's way scarier to me, thinking of people like doing acid and stuff around cops.
Yeah, it's all very strange.
Or even just having stuff like that on you.
But if you're in L.A., do acid and go see Taylor at Bar Lubitsch on Wednesday, November 15th.
Yeah.
That's this Wednesday.
Wednesday, yep.
Yeah, 7:30. Taylor Rizzo on Twitter, Taylor Rizzo, or Rizzo on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Ian Carmel has a podcast called All Fantasy Everything. That's on iTunes and at iancarmel.com. And he's going to be at Revolution Hall in Portland, Oregon on December 22nd. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's a fun time of year
I
to do a show there.
Right before Christmas. It's going to be real. Sean Jordan will be on it, too.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Very cool. What am I doing around there? I don't know. Maybe I'll come up there.
Come up. We'd love to have you.
What was the other thing I was trying to remember earlier? I was like, oh, I need to remember that. Nobody remembers. And you're going to be at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival in Houston, Texas this upcoming weekend, November 16th through 19th. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for having me.
We might do a show on Monday or Tuesday of next week. If not, have a great Thanksgiving. And New York City, we'll see you on November 26th and 27th. Any parting words you guys want to say?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for watching. It was and listening. And if you know who came up with that Buca di Beppo thing,
let us know.
Please
let us know who
please
did that.
Let me know.
Do it for me.
Buca di Beppo. Buca di Beppo.
Buca di Beppo.
If you're the genius who thought of that, please come forward. JD Salinger,
that's
motherfucker.
Amazing, right?
It's so funny.
That's a joke you can't tweet right there.
No.
I wish I could remember the one I was trying to think of earlier. I still can't remember it.
Is that what you're talking about? What you wanted to remember?
What?
To talk about?
Oh, maybe. Shit. I'm curiously looking through the cards to find... there it is. I'm going to take this card to remind myself of this. like that. And then... I just have to... The thing is going to be one of those things that pops into my head in the next few days.
Yes.
I'm going to suddenly go, oh, that's... Or I'm going to hear the song in question.
But there's a song where I replace words. It's the dumbest thing, but it makes me laugh every time I do it.
You have to send it to me on Twitter. What do you think of it?
I'll think of it maybe, but I got to write it down to think of it. It's a good plan, right?
Yeah.
So this thing, how long, like, will that, is this going to, ow, shit.
Is this forever?
Oh, yeah.
How long is this going to smoke for? Don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's super hot.
Here, I should.
Why is it smoking for so long?
It's just, like, a little bit left over.
No, but it's been going like that for a while. That's why I put the thing on there, because it was like.
Yeah, I should have Q-tipped it instead of put the cap back on there.
That's a weird expression. I should have
Q-tipped it. Oh, I don't know how many times in my life I've said that.
God, if I'd only Q-tipped it.
Use that
if I Q-tipped it.
I totally should have Q-tipped it.
Should have breathed and stopped. How was your flight? So, I should have Q-tipped it.
So stupid, didn't Q-tip. I think we're almost done. I still haven't written down what I've been trying to write down.
Do you know what you're trying to write down?
No, what?
You don't remember what you're trying to write down?
No, I kind of do.
The song that sounds like Buka da Beppo?
Buka da Beppo.
We did it.